But we begin with trying to single-handedly, Drew, get folks fired up and ready to go about the November 4 elections. This is not Ferguson. And the reason I say Ferguson, y'all know what happened when the people of Ferguson went out and voted for president. And then when other important elections came, they sat home. And then they woke up one day and wondered, why don't we have a government that reflects us? Because y'all stay home, Ferguson. So Indiana cannot be Ferguson. And there are some important races on the ballot, including statewide races. These are the names that you'll see at the top of your ballot when you early vote. If you can early vote now, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, the City County Building downtown. Or when you vote on Tuesday, November the 4th, those are the three statewide offices that top the ballot. One of them is state treasurer. Another one is Secretary of State. You'll hear from Beth White, the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, in our 2 p.m. hour. But we've got the person that wants to be the next treasurer of the great state of Indiana. He is the Democratic candidate for state treasurer. His name is Mike Boland, and he joins me live. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Amos.
So why are you running to take Richard Murdoch or whoever the temporary person is in the job's place? I don't even know who is the state treasurer right now. Why are you running?
Well, I had two great careers. I had one career in education, and then I had another career in politics and government. I thought I was retired. I started reading the paper and listening to the radio, and I found out that the Republican leaders in this state were not content with just stagnating the state. Some of them were trying to drag it backward, and Richard Murdoch was one of those. And so I decided that I'm going to investigate this, and I found out that, hey, there's a lot of things we could be doing better to help college students, to help students get a college education, to create jobs right here through the power of the state treasurer's office. It can be used for positive or it can be used for negative. Richard Murdoch did a lot of negative stuff, and I'm not even talking about his crazy comments. Uh-huh. I'm talking about how he was running his office.
What was he doing crazy?
Well, you all know about the comments about women's bodies.
Yeah.
About
what was he doing weird in the office?
Well, what he was doing in the office was basically not doing a very good job. Mm. For example, we were getting a lousy rate of interest on a $7 billion investment. That's how much money the state treasurer has to invest here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of good negotiating to get that, to get a better rate of interest.
$7 billion, you'd be getting the kind of interest rates that Amazon would get.
You would think so, right? Mm-hmm. He got, in 2013, he got 0.91%. And my opponent, who was in charge of just one fund, got 0.6%. You can go to your neighborhood bank or credit union and do better than that. Mm. The St. Joe County Treasurer, he's getting 1.5. Another guy I talked to, just a retired individual, he's getting 1.98%. Mm. So we know we can do much better. And why is that important? Because the state treasurer's office is the only state office where you can actually bring in more revenue without raising taxes or fees, just by getting a good return on your investment. And he didn't do a very good job even of making secure investments. Right. A couple years back, he went and invested millions of dollars in the state police pension fund in foreign currencies.
Wait,
as well just run to the casino.
Wait a minute. He was investing state pension funds in like the ruble and the drachma and the pound and the peso
and all that other stuff.
Not the almighty American dollar.
Right. And he was putting our money out in Wall Street. He was hiring out of state financial firms to handle all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. We got enough brains right here in Indiana. I met a young man just down in Warren Township, happened to be a young African American guy, just about ready to graduate from law school in public finance. That's the type of person we should be hiring right here in Indiana to help us with that stuff. And we can do it. We can get a greater return. That means more money for schools, roads, all the other type of things.
We're talking with Mike Boland. He is the Democratic candidate for Indiana State Treasurer. What does the state treasurer do? You just sit there and go to the bank every day and look at the money in the vault? What does the state treasurer do?
That's what a lot of people think. But actually, as I said, it can be a very positive force for a lot of good things. Number one, like I said, getting a better return concerns, so the state has more money to use for schools, roads, whatever they want to do with it. The second thing is making sure that those investments are secure, which I just talked about, and we can do that just by putting the money in Indiana banks. Okay. Let's make sure that it's secure. That way, they'll help create jobs by knowing what businesses need to expand and so forth in their local community.
So wait a minute. So the state treasurer has the ability to to open a savings account or a checking account at like the First National Bank of Liston or a local bank in Hancock County. The state treasurer has the ability to do that?
Absolutely. You can put money in these banks, and in return, you do a little negotiating with them. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do, what Murdoch didn't do, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a link deposit program mm-hmm. where it works like this. You say to a bank, okay, we're going to put some money in your bank. In return, you offer a lower rate of interest for our college students so they're not graduating with a giant load of debt on their back. Mm-hmm. You give a lower rate of interest for veterans or women or minorities that want to become entrepreneurs, or maybe they got a small business, they want to double it or something. You give them a lower rate of interest. We can create jobs. We can help small business. We can help our college students.
This may be a dumb question. Is the state treasurer by law, can you open a checking or a savings account in a credit union?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I believe you can. Uh-huh. I believe you can. I believe you can use different financial institutions, and mm-hmm. I'm going to look at credit unions because that's a really community-oriented type of financial institution, not necessarily a profit-making one like banks. The other very important thing, Amos, I want to be sure to get across to your listeners is about this important college savings plan. It's called the Indiana 529 College Savings.
Wait a minute. You're talking about this college plan that the state treasurer operates, that the state treasurer does not advertise or market to the largest African-American community in the state. Is that's the fund you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
And
this is almost a crime. You know, it's a legal crime.
Now, what is this college savings account?
This is a wonderful program. When you put in $5 for your kids, your grandkids, or even for yourself, if you wanted to go to college, you can do this. And you get a dollar tax refund. Mm-hmm. So it's different than many other states. For example, my wife and I grew up in Iowa. We took ours out of there, put it in the Indiana one for our grandkids. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of it, can help people save for their kids, grandkids, or even themselves. But secondly, it has a great economic health, helps our economic health of our state. Mm-hmm. Because if you get more educated people, you can attract in those higher wage jobs. Right now, Indiana's number one in creation of poverty level jobs. Right. We need to expand that, make sure that we got a workforce that can attract in people like that want to do computers and all this type of high tech, high wage type of employment. So it can be a great force. Now, the big thing about it, you just pointed out a big problem. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's not just a problem in the African-American community. It's a problem in the Latino community of Northeast Indiana. It's mm-hmm. a problem in many of the small towns. These guys in the Murdoch administration have not been promoting it. I'm going to go to the churches. I'm going to go to the union halls. I'll hold town meetings. I'll hold neighborhood meetings in the big cities. We'll advertise on Latino and African-American media to make sure that everybody is aware of this great program. And the second thing I want to do is I'm going to lead the charge to up that tax credit from 20% to 25% to attract in more people. And thirdly, let's do something for those folks who are in poverty. Maybe they can't save much. Maybe they can save only $400 a year for their kids or grandkids. Mm-hmm. Let's have the state match that with $400. Give them some hope. Give them some incentive to make sure that the cycle of poverty is broken from one generation to another.
We're talking with Mike Bolin. He is the Democratic candidate for Indiana State Treasurer. Now, I understand you got one one car that you put a gazillion miles on in this campaign. You got five drivers. One of them is sitting over here having a ball, resting. So as you've gone around the state, what is the mood? Because the pundits, the experts, the people that sit in Washington and don't go out of their ivory towers say that the American people are not going to vote, that they're bored, that they're not excited. Democrats are worried because they believe that Democrats are going to stay home on November the 4th. You've been in all areas of our state. What is the mood out there in the real world?
I've been in 70 of our counties, of the 92 counties. You're the 68th press or media interview I've had. I find that people think something is wrong out there, mm-hmm. and that we've got to make sure to fire up our base. Mm-hmm. If we get the base out that we got in 2008 mm-hmm. for Barack Obama, mm-hmm. who I happened to work with when I was in the Illinois legislature mm-hmm. on universal health care, right. If we can get those folks out to vote, we can win this thing. I feel good about it. I'm working as hard as a human being can be. I'm outworking my opponent. I know that for sure. They'll have more money, but we're going to try to get the folks out to vote. And if we do, we can win this thing. We can begin to turn Indiana around. We can make this state's politics as good as its people. Wonderful people I've met all throughout this state.
Is it the people ought to have the attitude, we can do this. We can make this happen. This is not, just don't surrender everything to the Republicans at a statewide basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've shown in 2008, Barack Obama carried the state. We can do it if we get off our lazy butts, to tell you the truth, and get out there and do it. People don't realize how much power they actually have. That power of that vote is as good as a billionaire's power mm-hmm. if you get out there and use it and vote in every single election. I may not have lived the most perfect life in my lifetime, my 72 years. But the one thing I have done is I've never missed an election, whether it's for school board or city or township or whatever. I've gotten out there and vote, and I make sure my family does. And if you get your friends and family, your listeners, get their families and friends out there, they can be a little political machine and actually win this election and be a powerhouse and make things change.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is, we're talking with Mike Boland. He is the Democratic candidate for Indiana State Treasurer. Is this, in this campaign, when your opponent has never served? I mean, this is an open seat. The person that's sitting in the state treasurer's chair now is like acting temporary, just going to be there till the end of the year. Is it dawned on it that this is an open seat, that you're not running again? This is not an incumbent and a challenger. These are basically two challengers.
That's absolutely right. And here's an interesting thing. If my opponent, she quit her job working for Murdoch. Murdoch quit his job. If she had the chance to be the incumbent, to step into that office, mm-hmm. my question is, does she have the even confidence and qualifications herself that she feels that she could actually get in there and run this thing? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you have taken that to be the incumbent and have a lead? That's a big question. Mm. People need to look at who's got the experience, who's got the knowledge and background to actually do the job and to turn this office into not just what you said, somebody sitting in a corner counting pennies, mm-hmm. into something that can be used as a positive force.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is now. You've lived in Indiana a few years. You were an Illinois state legislator. And I'm sure the other side is saying, well, he's not a Hoosier.
Well,
how do you address that?
Well, we moved here for our kids and grandkids. That's why we're in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was content to be retired until I started reading the paper and seeing and listening to the radio shows like yours. Even mm-hmm. though I'm not African American, I listen to it because it usually has some of the more progressive attitudes around. And anyway, when I saw what they were doing, I didn't want that for my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lifetime of public service. Everything from from teaching in a tough urban school district to serving as a library board and school board and college trustee and legislator. Mm-hmm. And I passed a lot of significant legislation. I worked with a guy named Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. We tried to pass universal health care for the state of Illinois. We didn't get it. The insurance industry handed us our head on a pillar, but he went on to do it, and that shows me that we can do this.
All right, our standard closing question with all the candidates. If people want more information about your campaign, Mike Boland, running for Indiana State Treasurer, how do they get a hold of
it? Go to my website. It's www.bolandforindiana.org. Mm-hmm. We've got the Republicans so scared, they actually stole one of our things, www.bolandforindiana.com. So ours is .org.
Oh, wait, they took away your other website.
They took away our other possible website.
Amos, thank you, got something going.
And I think they do. We're out working them, Amos. We're going to do this. We're getting great receptions all across the state. The media has been great all across the state.
I was going to ask that.
So
because
we can do it.
I was going to ask that because here in Indianapolis, there's not a lot of coverage in the mainstream media about this election campaign. What's it like out there in the real world?
Actually, in the outer edges, we'll call them, we've been getting great press. We were one newspaper chain had us on 14 newspapers, okay. Front page story. We've got a great message to sell. And here's the added thing I want to add to you. I'm at the stage in my life. Mike Boland grew up very poor, one of seven kids. I had to struggle. I knew what poverty was like. So what I'm going to do with the treasurer's salary is I'm going to set up a foundation, and we're going to give that money to scholarships to other Mike Bolands out there somewhere in the world, whoever they might be in Indiana, to help them get a college education.
Since you've been traveling, and you said you just came from the northern part of the state, what's the reaction up there to the fact that the people that we sold the toll road to went busted?
Well, they're mighty upset. Let's put it that way. I was at a big UAW retiree forum up there in South Bend. Mm-hmm. And those people are, you know, they're everything from sarcastic to outraged about it. We've seen this whole thing fall through. We can't sell off our public infrastructure. This is crazy. It's going to come back to haunt us. And I don't want our kids and grandkids to have to pick up the tab for all these mistakes that have been made by Daniels and now by Pence and all of their buddies.
Mike Boland is the Democratic candidate for Indiana State Treasurer. And again, the website is
www.bolandforindiana.org.
Bolandforindiana.org. That sounds better than the name you're going to have anyway. Let them have it and play around with it. Mike Boland, good luck to you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Amos.
All right.